If you are just over consumerism today, an alternative is don't buy anything at all. That's what cartoonist Sarah Lazarevic did for one whole year. Instead of buying the things she wanted but didn't need, she painted them. Her new book, A Bunch of Pretty Things I Did Not Buy, chronicles that year and includes the art she made along the way. Sarah Lazarevic, welcome to Marketplace.
Thanks for having me.
What made you so attracted, do you think, to writing about and illustrating our relationship with stuff and with buying stuff?
I think it started, like, I did that essay that kind of went viral on the Hairpin, and it was about just not shopping for a year, which always is the thing that grabs headlines. But plenty of people have done that before, and to me, it's frankly not very interesting. Lots of people go on shopping diets. What I really wanted to explore was, you know, how did I get here? How did I become the kind of person who had to make a moratorium on shopping? Because I don't consider myself a shopaholic. I never even thought I cared that much about going to stores. I hated them all. So it was sort of, I wanted to find some insights for myself as to why, you know, a preoccupation with things had become such a part of my life.
So you stopped shopping for a year. Did you save money in that time, or was it about something else?
For me, it's not so much the money. It's the fact that consumerism has become so mindless. And the problem is we don't think about it because it's not a lot of money, right? Like, you can buy almost anything you want for a very cheap price on the internet these days. I found that I was, you know, buying obscure, quirky things, but I was still buying stuff. And I didn't notice that I was swimming in money at the end of my year of no shopping. It was more that I hadn't wasted 2 hours looking at vintage bracelets that I didn't need. So if that makes any sense.
You have some rules in the back of your book for better shopping that I find kind of fascinating. I'm flipping through them. You can probably hear me flipping through them. Tell me about those.
I just felt there needed to be a bit of a takeaway because people often forget that they forget that they already have something. Like, my husband forgot that he needed a fall coat for about 2 years, and he forgot that he actually bought one at the end of last season. So I think people just also need to go look in their closets and organize, remember what they actually do have before they set out to buy stuff. Buying should be the last step. So if you can see if you already have it, you can borrow it. If you can
swap.
Then
thrift.
Yep.
Then make. And at the very, very top, buy.
Yeah.
There's a great bit in your book about minimalism, which often seems like it's this way of simplifying your life. You're only going to have this one kind of shirt, this one kind of pants, one kind of shoes. That seems to go awry for you.
You know, thrifty people tend to save things because I always save stuff thinking, oh, I can use this pot. I'll put it in my basement.
I can use this later.
I'll figure out something to do with it. And I know that's a trap we fall into. But I think the minimalists are always people who have tons of money because to be a minimalist, you have to be able to say, oh, I don't have anything in this beautiful, beautiful empty loft. But if I need it, I can always buy it at the drop of a hat. People, especially people who try to sell us things under the pretense of minimalism, like, just buy this one perfect thing that's so beautiful, you'll never need another one perfect thing again. I guess I was just trying to say, be mindful of that.
So where are you now in your kind of relationship with stuff? I mean, what was the last thing you bought?
I bought a new backpack. I had my old backpack that I bought on eBay, and it was falling apart. And I did put in my time to make sure I got one I liked and I think will last for years upon years.
Sarah Lazarevic is the author of A Bunch of Pretty Things I Did Not Buy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.